Good morning. It's 26th April. Our middle reading today is Ecclesiastes chapter 5. I'm going to read to you from Brother Lou Sargent's book on Ecclesiastes. The full title of the book is Ecclesiastes and Other Studies. I read, "Since men live in time and are subject to judgment, the preacher's line of thought has brought him to a point where man can no longer be viewed merely as an end in himself. Man does not exist apart from God, and no true examination of life can leave God out. Very fittingly, it is at this point that the preacher introduces thoughts on the approach to God in worship. This marks a development not only in the thought, but in the character of the book. For here, in chapter 5, for the first time he addresses the reader, and from this point onwards the tone of abstract inquiry is varied by passages of direct exhortation. Yet so closely are the thoughts connected with what has gone before, that the Hebrew Bible attaches to the fourth chapter the verse which in our English Bible is chapter 5, verse 1. In so doing, however, it disrupts into two a passage with a single theme. But the connection with chapter 4 implies that the realities of man's situation, striving after wind, as they may be when considered in themselves, take on a new meaning when accepted as being under God's providence. What, then, are the conditions of approach to God? The preacher shows from two aspects that worship itself has dangers, and if these are disregarded, even worship may be futile. The dangers arise from the very fact of the awe due to God, and in order to show them, the preacher portrays a man at two stages in his devotions. First, as he goes up to the temple with his sacrifice, and then within the temple in prayer. The house of God is not to be approached lightly, and sacrifice must not be a casual incident in a worldly life. "Watch your steps," says the preacher, "for only those who walk with God can truly come near him in worship." With an obvious recollection of the words of Samuel, he says, "To draw nigh to hear is better than to give the sacrifice of fools." To draw near is the regular term for approach in worship, and is connected with the Levitical word for offering. To hear is actually Samuel's word to obey in another rendering, and the fool, as in Proverbs, is more morally deficient than lacking in intelligence. The last clause of the verse, literally, "they know not to do evil," could mean, as in the RV, "they know not that they do evil." They are ignorant that, like Cain's, their offering is unacceptable. Or it could mean, being willfully ignorant, they consequently do evil. Either gives good sense, and other alternatives have been suggested. A slight preference may be felt for the first suggestion as more befitting the context, but the clause is one of the many in Ecclesiastes on which none but a very self-assured expositor would be confident that there was only one solution. The exhortation from Brother Sargent there is one which perhaps we should all bear in mind as we seek to rightly divide the word of truth. Thank you for listening.